dictating date is 1-26-2013. Again, it's 1-26-2013. The claimant's name is Tomaro, T-O-M-A-R-O, Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, Pilgrim, P-I-L-G-R-I-M. Next paragraph is history of accident, session of treatment. There were medical records provided from a reappeared according to the data records provided and information obtained from the examinee, comma, the orthopedic conditions for which she has applied for Social Security disability include neck pain, comma, lower back pain, comma, and bilateral shoulder pain, period. She states that on 4/16/2009, she was involved in a motor vehicle accident when she was rear-ended by an opposing vehicle. Period. She states that she's had the above subsequent injuries since then, period. In regards to her neck pain, comma, she states that she's had neck pain since the motor vehicle accident, period. She's had x-rays and MRI of the neck, period. Per a progress note, and the MRI of the cervical spine was performed on 10/26/2009, showing mild DDD and some more central hernia disc at C4, C5, C5, C6, period. There was no central canal stenosis, period. She states that she's had physical therapy and epidural injections in pain management without much relief, period. She's also, she has not had any surgeries for a neck, however, period. She has complaints of lower back pain since the MVA as well, period. She's had x-rays and MRI of the lower back spine, period. Per a progress note, a MRI of the lumbar spine was performed from 10/28/2009, showing mild bulging of L4-5, and L5-S1, period. She also states that she's had epidural injections and physical therapy for her lower back as well as a nerve conditioning test, which she does not remember the results, period. She has complaints of bilateral shoulder pain, period. She states that she's had no diagnostic tests, including no x-rays or MRIs of her shoulder, period. She states that she's had physical therapy in the past as well, period. Again, she's had no surgeries for the above conditions, period. Next thing, present complaints. She complains of neck pain and lower back pain, period. She also has stiffness of her shoulders, period. She states that she also has numbness and tingling down her bilateral legs from her proximal thigh down her feet as well as her hands, period. She states that she has a difficult time with prolonged walking and standing, period. She also has a difficult time with bending and squatting down, period. She denies that any bubble are in contest, period. She does use a TEMS unit, period. She does not use any handheld assistive device for ambulation, period. Next paragraph, physical examination. Vital signs, height. Height, 5'6", weight, 154, blood pressure, 130/78, and heart rate, 74. Next paragraph, gender appearance. The examinee was an adult male. It was an adult female who was well-developed and well-nourished and no distress for a pre-operative first stage period. A direct orthopedic examination was conducted with the door ajar to allow for the same gender medical shepherding period. Next paragraph, upper extremities. Please kind of paste a template. Range of motion was accomplished fully at the elbows, wrist, and fingers period. The range of motion was decreased in the bilateral shoulders in flexion to 130 degrees and the abduction to 130 degrees, period. She had a positive Nears and positive Hawkins on the right and left period. She had a negative NDK test on the right and left period. please kind of paste the template. Next paragraph, low extremities. Please kind of paste template. Manual muscle testing was 4 out of 5 of the right and left in hip flexion and hip extension period. Manual muscle testing was 4 out of 5 of the right and left in knee flexion and knee extension period. Please kind of paste template. Next paragraph, cervical spine. Please kind of paste template. The range of motion was decreased in flexion, 30 degrees, comma, extension, 20 degrees, comma, rotation, 75 degrees, comma, and side bending, 35 degrees bilateral pair. There was hypospasm and tenderness of the paracervical as well as tremors of musculature and midline of leg spine surprise. Please kind of place template. Next paragraph, thoracic spine. Please kind of place template. Next paragraph, lumbosacral spine. Please kind of place template. Range of the examinee declined to walk on her heels and toes because she stated she could not hear. She also declined to squat down due to pain period. The range of motion was decreased in flexion to 40 degrees, comma, extension 15 degrees, comma, rotation 35 degrees, bilateral, comma, and side bending 15 degrees. Bilateral pair. There was pelvospasm and tenderness of the pelvic musculature as well as the midline O-line and spinal spasms. Please come and place template. Next paragraph, x-rays. None were taken at this time. Next paragraph, findings and conclusions after the official comma clinical examination comma. I write at the following professional opinions with a reasonable degree of medical priority compared to the following disclaimers. Next paragraph, the diagnosis per report status post-motor vehicle accident comma. Neck pain, comma, lower back pain, comma, and shoulder pain, period, per allegation, back and neck shoulder pain, and numbness in legs, period. Next paragraph, pertinent findings, from the current examination of Ms. Pilgrim has found that she has full range of motion of her upper extremities except at the shoulders, period. She has a positive impingement signs of the shoulders, but negative rotator cuff signs. Period. She has full range of motion of the lower extremities. Period. She has decreased muscle strength of the lower extremities. Period. She has decreased range of motion of the cervical and lumbosacral spine with tenderness. Period. There was no loss of sensation of the left or right upper lower extremity. She had a negative supply in the sitting shirt, like raising the middle and left and right. Period. No tension signs for negative period. She never cried, hand out the device for inflation. She had any type of fine inflation. Period. Next paragraph, partners. Slash status. Her pertinence at disjunction comma is fair, period, or does she appears to have had some treatment for orthopedic conditions, comma, she continues to complain of pain, tendon bulges, period, based primarily upon her subjective and objective reports, comma, she'll be limited from frequent turning and bending of her neck and lower back, and from full arthritis of her shoulders, period. She would be able to walk, stand, and sit with a reasonable amount of time with frequent rest period. She does have full functionality of her left and right hands period. She would be able to handle sort of through fine and small and medium sized objects period. Next paragraph, sincerely, Juan Cascanel, Comandio, and Nathalie Schmidt. Thank you.